Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Simen Shin Chav Vav. We are up to Sif Yud Aleph. We are on the top line of page 324. The Mechaber says in Sif Yud Aleph, Merchat Shesosmu Nikovav Mi'er Shabbos. You have a bathhouse and you closed up the vents from before Shabbos. V'motzoi Shabbos Rochets Bo Miyad. So after Shabbos, you're allowed to bathe in this merchatz right away. Avalim lo sasmu nekava, but if you didn't close up the vents, afal pisha me'elav hucha meShabbos. Even though the heating that was done on Shabbos was done on its own, tzorich lahamtin le'erev b'chdei she'yosu. You have to wait after Shabbos the time it takes to heat up the water. L'fisha aser lasos kein, because it's aser to have the vents open on Shabbos, even though you didn't do anything to heat it up. It's heating up on its own. That's aser because of gzeirah shem yechata b'gachalim. You might come to stoke the coals, and therefore the vents have to be closed. So the Mechaber says, if the vents are closed from before Shabbos, Motzei Shabbos, you can use the merchatz right away. If the vents were open, even though you didn't do anything wrong on Shabbos in terms of the cooking, you didn't heat anything up on Shabbos, it was done from before Shabbos, but on Shabbos the vents were open, that is forbidden because of the gzeira shem yechata b'gechalim. Therefore you have to wait after Shabbos, b'chdei she'asu, the time it takes to heat it up. So says the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Lamed Aleph, she'sasmu nekavav. You close up the holes, the vents. Osan the kovim shamirchatz mischamim al yedehem. We're talking about the vents that the merchatz gets heated up through them. Shahor nisekes mibachutz mitachtov, because the fire is burning up outside, underneath. There's a fire outside the merchatz, underneath, and the fire is going up. The vents were closed, and therefore you can use it right after Shabbos. Va'osan batei choref, those winter houses, shemechamimin osan mitachteim, that they're heated up from the bottom. V'ahanakovim yesh ka'oros barzel ostimas evem, and over the holes, over the vents, they have these plates of iron, or they have these closing ups of stone. Nohagin bo heter lefoschan b'shabbos. There the minhag is to be matir, even to have the vents open on Shabbos. What's the chilek? So if you look in the Shaar Tzion, Os Yotesi writes, this case of the winter house is sheyesh shnei chadorim ze al ze. There are two rooms, one on top of the other. V'yesh nekovim b'tikras tikra tachtona, and there are vents on the roof of the bottom one that's separating between the two floors. Kedei shekesheyasiku atanur lamata, so that when you heat up the oven on the bottom floor, v'yischamim acheder atachton, and that warms up the bottom room. Yikonei sachom derech anekovim lecheder helyom. Through the vents, the heat's going to go not only to the bottom room where the oven is; it's going to go all the way through to the top room. V'nohagim bohe. That we are knowing heter she'eino doma lemerchatz. It's not like the case of the merchatz. Why? She'shom hucham hamayim v'chol asher b'merchatz min ha'esh hanisog mitachtov. When it comes to a merchatz, the water and everything in the merchatz is heated up from the fire below. Ma she'ein kein hacha, which is not the case of the winter house. She'rak chom ba'alma nichnas min ha'cheder ahu. It's only heat that's going from the lower room to the upper room. V'domi l'misho posea cheder. It's like opening a door between a warm room and a cold room. That's mutter, you're not doing anything wrong. By the merchatz, you have these vents, and it goes directly up, and it heats up the water, heats up everything. Here, the vents really only open up. The heat is really just going to the bottom room, and then there are little windows that you open up, so it goes from the bottom room to the top room. It's a little more removed, and therefore it's more lenient. Says the Mishnah Berurah, if Katan Lamed Beis Rochets Bo Miyad, if the vents were closed, in the case, back to the merchatz, you may bathe Motzei Shabbos in this merchatz right away. Sharei lo nischamim b'Shabbos. Nothing was heated up on Shabbos. It was all done before. V'im safek im hoya pokuk nekavav. If you're not sure if these vents were plugged up or not, so ayin le'el v'simin shin chafei siv zayin. Siv katan lamed gimel shume'el avuchem b'Shabbos. The second case of the mechaber, which was that the vents were not closed up, even though the merchatz is being heated up on its own over Shabbos, al yedei shenosnu bo etzem erev Shabbos, through that which you place the wood on the fire from before Shabbos, mibodyom, you put it erev Shabbos before Shabbos, so that's all you did. Now it's just heating up over Shabbos, but you didn't do anything to contribute to that. Sivkotan la medalid. So the Mechaber said, this you cannot bathe in such a merchatz until you wait till after Shabbos, the time it takes to heat up the water. because what you did is wrong because of the gzeira shemiyachata begachalim. Says the Mishabura, v'keivan sha'asru chazal lasos kein. Since the chachamim disallowed you, they asked you from doing this, l'fikach tzarech lahamtin l'motzei Shabbos v'chdei she'yasu. So you have to wait till after Shabbos, the time it would have taken to heat up the merchatz. Kedei shelo yasa kein b'pam acheres. We don't want you to do this a different Shabbos as well. Shelo yistom the cover, that you wouldn't close up the vents, v'yavo lidei chitu, and you might come to stoke the coals. And therefore, in that case, you did the wrong thing, even though you didn't do anything active on Shabbos, but you left it open to heat up on Shabbos, and there was a problem that it was revealed, and Shem Yechata B'Kechalim, so you have to wait, B'chdei She'yasu. Says the Mishabura, the Mechaber, Vaita Sivyad Beis, Osir Likones La'Merchatz Afilu La'Haziyah. One is not allowed to go into a bathhouse on Shabbos, even if it's not to bathe, it's just to sweat. That is usur. The Rama says, "V'yesh omrim da'afilu lavor ba'merchatz b'mokum sheyochol lazia usur." Some of them are machmir, and they say even to pass through a merchatz in a place where you can become sweaty, that itself is going to be usur. Says the Mishabura of Katan Laman, "Hey, going into a merchatz even to sweat is usur. Mipnei ovrei aveira. Chazal asked going into sweat because of those who were doing an aveira. Shahoyu rochatzim bechamim shehu chamum mibod yom. There were people that were bathing in hot water that was heated up before Shabbos, which is usur, their whole body. Va'omru mezian anachnu, and they pulled a fast one. They said, we're not really bathing there, we're just sweating. We're just going into sweat. So they were really bathing, which is usur. They said, we're going in just to sweat. Lefikach asru gam hazeya. Chazal, the Rabbanan, realized they were playing games, and therefore they said, now you can't go in for sweating either, so you have no excuse to be walking into the merchatz. Then eino miskavin lahaziyah, but if you're not planning on sweating at all, mutter ledeyazu, according to the shita, you are allowed to go in. Afilu ima merchatz koton. Even if the merchatz is very small, denofish havla shebevada yaziyah. Even though there's a lot of steam because it's a small area and you're for sure going to sweat, but if it's not your intention, the first sheet to hold, it's mutter. The gzeru is only, you can't go in to sweat. But if you're going in stam and you're going to sweat, derech agav, they never asked it according to sheet number one. Sheet number two, which is the Ramah, the Yesh Omrim, is even to pass through a merchatz where you can possibly sweat is usur. Says the Mishabura Lamed Vav, Hainu sham merchatz koton denofesh havli umaziyah. We're talking about a small merchatz where there's a lot of steam and you're going to sweat. So usur to go in there, afal pi she'eino mechavin lakach, even though that's not your intention, this shita is malachmir, you can't go in there. Uledeyazu, according to the shita, ha'olim mi beis hatfila, those who are coming out of the mikvah, v'loshin bigdeyem ba'merchatz, and they're putting on their clothing after the mikvah in the merchatz, b'shabbos, on Shabbos, tzrichim lizor shelo lashos harbi. They have to be careful not to stay there too long, a time it takes to sweat. They have to do it very fast and get out. Kedei shelo yavoli dezeah, so they should not come to sweat. Ubalaylo sham merchatz cham ba'od, on Friday night, when the merchatz is very hot, yefsher lizor bazeh, it's not possible to be careful about this. If you're there for very short, it's very hot at night, and therefore, you're going to be sweating right away, so you have to be very, very careful. And really, it's off limits. Ula inyan tfilas nashim, when it comes to women that are going to the mikvah, tzorech lomar shesomchu be'esa tzorech al deya rishona. Lamaisa, the women are going to the mikvah, and they're getting dressed in the merchatz on Friday night, where it is very sweaty, so it's not really allowed. So you have to say, like the Mishabura, they're relying on the first shita, that if you go in there and that's not your kavana, so then it would be okay. Says the Mechaber Vayter Sivyot Gimel, Ir she Yisrael ve'enam Yehudim darinba. We have a city that consists of Jews and non-Jews. V'yeshba merchatz rochetzes b'Shabbos. And there is a bathhouse that is being used by the Goyim to bathe on Shabbos. Imrov enam Yehudim, if most are Goyim, we'll see exactly what that means, most in the Mishabura. So then mutter lirchotz ba mamotzei Shabbos miyad. If most are Goyim, you're allowed to go into the bathhouse Motzei Shabbos right away. It's not referring to most people bathing there on Shabbos, because only the Goyim are bathing there on Shabbos. But if most of the people that bathe Motzei Shabbos are Goyim, so then the Yisraelim can go into the Merchatz right after Shabbos and bathe there. The Imrov Yisrael, but if most of the people that are bathing in the Merchatz Motzei Shabbos are Yisraelim, O afilu mechza mechza, it's 50-50, Osir lemotzei Shabbos ad kedei sheyucham. It's osir to go in to the merchatz motzei Shabbos until you wait the time that it takes to heat up. Says the Mishabura of Katan Lamed Zayin, the Shabbos. So the Mechaber said, you have a city with Jews and non-Jews, and there's a merchatz that's rochetzes b'Shabbos. Says the Mishabura, nira de la revu sanakat. This is a chiddush by saying that it is used to bathe by the goyim on Shabbos. Even though on Shabbos itself, Mistama, the ones who are bathing there are Goyim, Kevon Shebemotzoi Shabbos Rochatzim Bo Rov Yisrael. Since Motzei Shabbos, most of the ones who are bathing there are Yisraelim, Ki Chimemuhu Besof Yom HaShabbos, when the Goyim were heating it up towards the end of Shabbos, Adaitei the Yisrael Mechamimi. So the Goyim are heating up the Merchatz for those who are using a Motzei Shabbos. So if it's mostly Yidden, so that's going to be Aser, Ad Kadeshi Aser, like any time a Goy does something for Yisrael on Shabbos. Siv Kotin La'milches, Im Rov Einam Yehudim. We said if it's mostly Goyim going Motzei Shabbos, so it's not a problem. Ein talui berov diurei ha'ir. Zakta Mishabura, when we talk about rov Goyim, rov Yisraelim, we're not talking about rov of the people living in the city. Ella ba'anoshim ha'regilim lirchotz b'merchat zeh b'eis hazel shel Motzei Shabbos. We're talking about what is the majority of the people in that city that are normally bathing in this merchatz on Motzei Shabbos. The mistama aydaiton mecha mesamerchatz. Because mistama, the Goyim, are heating it up towards the end of the day on Shabbos, have in mind those who are b'ikr going to be using a Motzei Shabbos. Therefore, if it's mostly Goyim going to use a Motzei Shabbos, Yisrael can use it right away, because the Goyim who heated up towards the end of Shabbos for Motzei Shabbos were doing it for Goyim, so you're not benefiting from a molacha that was done for Yisrael, it's mutter. But if it was done because it's mostly Yisrael in Motzei Shabbos, or if it's half and half, then you have to wait Kadesh She'asu, because then it's Kilu was done for a Jew, and that you're not allowed to benefit from until you wait the amount of time it takes to do that malacha. Says the Mishabur Lamites, Afilu Melzo Melzo, Da'afilu Hamekilin La'el. Even the Shita that was lenient above in Simen Shin Chav Hesiv Zayin, Le'inyan Safik Im Nasa Malacha Bishvil Yisrael or Bishvil Einu Yehudi. Even the Shita that said earlier, if you're not sure that the Goy did the malacha for a Jew or for Yisrael, for a Jew or for a Goy, on Shabbos, you could be lenient, hacha aser. In this case, where it's 50-50, Yisraelim and Goyim, it's going to be aser and Mamachmir. Why? The Kevan Dehem Mechza Mechza, since it's 50-50, Bishvil Shnehem Nasa. Meaning, even the Shita says you have a suffix, if it was done for a Jew or a Goy, you could be lenient. But over here, it was done for both. It's 50% Yisrael and 50% Goyim that do it Motzei Shabbos, so then we assume it was done for everyone, so then it would not be allowed for a Jew to go Motzei Shabbos until he waits, Ad Kedei Sheyucham, Sivkot on them, Rotzaloma Kedei Sheyucham Uchamin, the time it takes to heat up water. If you look in the Shaar Tzion Chavches, he writes, that's the Lashon of the Mishnah in Shabbos, Umashma Delo Ba'inon Sheyucham HaMerchatz B'Shleimus. The Lashon that's used, Ad Sheyucham Uchamin, until the hot water is heated up, it's mashma, you don't have to wait till the whole merchatz is heated up, which is a lot. You only have to wait till the amount of water that the Yisrael would use to bathe himself, the time it would take to heat up that water. Obviously, the less water you're heating up, the less time it takes. So you do not have to wait the longer time of heating up all the water in the merchatz, just the water that a person would need to wash himself. That's the amount of time you have to wait. That concludes Simen Shin Chavav. And now we go weiter to Simen Shin Chav Zayin, Dine Sicha B'Shabbos, in terms of shmearing on Shabbos. Zakti Mechaber Sif Aleph, Hachoshes B'Masnav, one whose loins are hurting him, Lo Yosuch Shemen V'Chometz, he cannot rub onto his loins oil and vinegar, Avasachu Shemen Levado, but he can rub on oil alone, Avalo B'Shemen Vered, but he cannot rub on rose oil, mishum de muchacha milsa de refua ka'avid. Because then, as we'll see why soon, it's clear he's doing it for refua purposes, that's not allowed. Vimu mokum shematsui bo shemen vered. If it's a place where it's very common to have this rose oil, viderech b'nei adam lasucha afilu below refua, and it's common for people to use it even for not refua purposes, mutter, then it's permissible. The Rama says, vimu mokum she'enu hogin lasuch b'shemen ki'im l'refua, if you're in a place where there's no minhag to be rubbing oil on you, unless it is for healing purposes, b'chol shemen aser, then all cases is aser. The Mishaburu will now explain everything very carefully. Sikkotan aleph, shemen v'chometz. So he said, one who's choshesh ben masnov cannot rub on shemen v'chometz. Hatam, the reason is, de'ein derech losuch b'shteim yachad. It's not the normal way to be rubbing on shemen and chometz together. Ela l'refua, except for healing purposes. V'chol mile dehu l'refua aser rabbonam. Anything that is done for refuah, the Rabbanan asked on Shabbos, Gzeira mishum shchika samimonim, as a gzeira that you might come to grind up the spices to make the medication. To osur minatora mishum tochin, and that would be an issur d'oraisa of tochin. We'll get in major to refuah. That's the next siman, a major siman refuah on Shabbos shin chav ches. But now we're discussing shmirin the oil. So if it is done for refuah, it's absolutely osur. And the mishabura is saying that shemen v'chomets is osur because that is normally only done for refuah. And there is there a gzeira of shchika samimonim, which is an issur d'oraisa of tochin. Like I just mentioned, we'll see later in the next siman. Vidayu should know the Girsa Seinu Bamishnah, our Girsa in the Mishnah and Shabbos, V'chein B'Rabbeinu Chananel V'Rif V'Rambam Isa, and in the Girsa of all these Rishonim it brings down Yayin V'Chometz, not Shemen V'Chometz, but rather Yayin V'Chometz. V'Hainu Afilu Be'Echad Nehem. So if it's Yayin V'Chometz, so then the Mechaber is saying, one who is Chosesh B'Masnav Shenat Shmiran, Yayin or Chometz, because they're both not normally done except for Refuah. But then he says, you can't shmir on oil alone. Says the Mishabura Sif Beis, Sekotan Beis, Shemen Levado, you can't shmir on oil alone. Degam Dera Chabriyim Losuch Oso. It is also the way of healthy people to shmir oil. Memela Velomintkar Shehula Refuah, so it's not recognizable that you are doing it for Refuah, and it's Mutter. Vechein Agabe Maka, so too on a wound. Mutter Losuch B'Shemen Mitam Zeh, you can shmir oil onto a wound for this reason, because it's done by healthy people as well, like we'll see later in Simen Shin Chav Ches, Sif Chav Beis. Says the Mishabura Sifkat and Gimel, the Mucha Chamilsa. We said again in the Mechaber that Shemen alone is Aser. Shemen alone is Mutter, but not Shemen Vered. This rose oil is Aser because that's clear it's for Refuah. Why is it so clear that the rose oil is for Refuah? So says the Mishabura, the Shedomav Yikarin. It's very expensive. The Ein Odom Soch Oso El Refuah. Therefore, a person doesn't use it unless he has to use it for Refuah. The chol mili the refuah aser bekanal. Like we said before, anything for refuah is aser. The afilu aydei enu yehudi aser. Even if a guy does it for you, it's still going to be aser. In mischazik v'holach kabari, if you're strong and you can walk like a healthy person, that is going to be aser because you can't have a guy do refuah for you if you're still walking around. We'll get to when you can get a guy to do refuah for you in Mirtz Hashem in Simen Shin Chav Ches. Sifkatan Dalud b'chol shemen aser. This is the Ramah that says, in a place where they're not knowing to shmir oil at all, except for refuah, so all oil is aser. Says the Mishabura, Umishum hachi aser losuch b'shemen b'medinosenu. Therefore it is aser to shmir on oil in our medinos. Harosh sheyesh bo chatotin. A head that has some kind of blisters on it. It's aser. V'cheinim yeshlo nefach b'chol mokum shu. So if a person has swelling in any place of his body, Aser losuch b'shemen b'medinosenu. It's aser to shmir oil in our medinos when that's not a normal thing, except for refuah. U'b'chele v'shuman and fats. Aser b'chol makum is aser to shmir them in all cases. Mishum denitach v'nimas v'havei nolad. Because they melt and therefore it is nolad. You're making it from a solid to a liquid, like we learned earlier in Simen Shin Chavav Sif Yud in the Ramah. Says the Mechaber Vaitis Abbeis. Sochin u'memashmishin lahana'osol aydei shinui. One is allowed to shmir and massage for his pleasure through a shinui. Dahainu shesoch u'memashmish biyachad. The shinui is that you're shmiring the oil and you're massaging at the same time. V'lo yemashmish b'koch, but you shouldn't massage with a lot of strength. Ela b'rifin yadayim, rather it should be done gently. Says the Mishabura Sifkat and Hei. Sachin u'mamashmashin. We said you can be sachin u'mamashmashin for your pleasure through a shinui. Hainu, what that means to say is, shesachin b'shemen, you're shmiring oil on your body, u'mamashmashin biyad al kol haguf lahano, and you're massaging with your hand your whole body for pleasure. So these two things can be done for your own pleasure if there's a shinui. Says the Mishabura Sifkat and Vav. Mekefi haragil lasos b'chol. There has to be a shinui from the way you normally do it during the week. She'ein darko oz losuch ulamashmish biyachad. It's not normal to be shmiring and massaging at the same time. So if you do them together as one, that's a shinui, that's mutter. But we said you should not do the massaging b'koach, sevkotan zayim. Dehu uvdin d'chol. That's considered a weekday activity and that's usr. V'ayin l'kaman b'simin shin chav ches sif mem beiz. Look at the next Simon Shin Chavches Simon Beis. The Masha Kasavnu Shom the Bialocha, that which we're going to write over there in the Bialocha. Dilah Rambam Mutter Kol She'enu Mechavin Lahavi Asmo Aidei Zeli Dezeya. That according to the Rambam, the massaging would be mutter as long as your intention is not to reach a point of sweating, then that would be mutter. We'll get to that in Mitzvah Shem later in Shin Chavches, but we'll stop here and continue tomorrow in Mitzvah Shem with Sif Gimel.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.